SPLA in opposition spokesperson for Western Equatorial State, Major Joseph Costa, says SPLA-IO forces acted in self-defense and accused the SSPDF of violating the 2018 peace deal.
The SSPDF cantonment area at our base.
The SSPDF soldiers attacked us in our cantonment area at our base. We are not fighting. We clashed and our soldiers scattered in the bush, as did theirs. Now we have 10 people killed and 15 others wounded. There's no way for us to take these people to a hospital because we are stuck in the middle and government forces control the roads. I am asking, has the peace collapsed? The peace people talk about on radio, is it different from what's happening on the ground?
Costa says injured SPLA-IO soldiers are stranded in the forest without medical assistance. He says the SPLA-IO in the Western Equatorial State are experiencing up to 5 attacks by the SSPDF each day. Henry Baganda, Najero County Commissioner, confirms the attack and accuses government troops of allegedly setting villages on fire as well as looting health facilities.
They beat civilians. They started in Duma Payam. They cut people with machetes and guns, knives. They came to the hospital in Dumo, destroyed it and took all the drugs. The fighting is between SPLA-IO and government soldiers. And even now, we are still hearing gunfire.
The SSPDF spokesperson, Major General Lul Rai Kong, denied his forces attacked any SPLA-IO base in Western Equatorial State. Kong says one of its commanders, Brigadier General James Nando, was ambushed while on patrol in Najero County.
I know of an ambush on our commander for mobile forces, Brigadier General James Nando, who is in charge of second mobile force. He was moving from Najero and he was laid at Zamoil. They opened fire on him with his bodyguards, but they escaped unhurt. This is what I know. So it was not an attack, it was a road ambush on our commander that was going about his normal activities.
He accused SPLA-IO of attacking Nando during routine military patrol. Kong says SSPDF is committed to the ceasefire and the 2018 peace agreement. He says recent skirmishes with SPLA-IO soldiers resisting the implementation of a presidential order to remove illegal checkpoints along the highways is to blame for the recent clashes.
We thought we were dealing with the elements from SPLA-IO that were resisting removal of illegal checkpoints from which they have been benefiting as individuals. But what is surprising us is that the leadership of SPLA-IO, both the political and military leadership, have been quiet. They have not been asking their junior officers why they are carrying subversive activities against the peace partner, the SPDF. But we are determined to implement the order because it was from the presidency.
During the 50th meeting of the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangement Monitoring and Verification Mechanism on Tuesday in Juba, the group headed by General Itayel Gelou Bitiu expressed concerns over the recent ceasefire violation in Western Equatorial State. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.